This is NHR Sport.
Hello, and welcome to Nottingham Hospital Radio's weekly football highlights podcast, replaying the finest moments from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the QMC and City Hospitals. We have a packed show for you this time, with three games from this past week. Later in the show, we will hear how Nottingham Forest got on in their final Europa League phase game as they took on Ferencváros of Hungary at the City Ground. And before that, we will hear a match from across the River Trent as Notts County welcomed Swindon Town to Meadow Lane in the English Football League 2. But first we start at the Lane with the contest from last Saturday, as Crewe Alexandra travelled to the East Midlands to face the Magpies in the English Football League 2. Your commentators for this game are Mark Lonsdale and Richard Smith.
Almost ready to go then here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County against Crewe Alexandra. But we're just waiting for the guy from the telly box to say to the referee, "You can blow your whistle, sir, and get us underway." Infield for Norburn, surrounded by three, but he manages to keep hold of the ball and find Iopenda out wide on the right hand side to Sorulla. Sorulla then going to the byline. Can he find a cross? He stands it up towards a far post, and Alessandro Jatta knocks the ball into the back of the net. We've been playing for 7 minutes. It's Notts' first attack, and the big Gambian scores. It's 1-0 Notts.
The great goal for me, that was Iopenda. There was some lovely passing between Trasulla and Iopenda. Iopenda got the ball, attacked. I thought he took it too far. I thought he tried to take that one touch, but he tried to get it in on his right. It was a great cross. Trademark Jatta, back post, heads it down, 1-0 Notts. It's worked out well. It's a Notts corner,
which Jody Jones will take. Left footed, so it'll swing out towards the centre of goal. In it comes, and it's headed towards goal by Alessandro Jatta, but just wide of the left hand upright, with Ian Lawler there crutching straws, I'm thinking. Yeah. But almost Alessandro Jatta up for his second there. Absolutely, Dimitri makes a hash of that. Jatta, oh, what a shot that is! It comes off the inside of the bar from Ollie Norburn. Jatta played it back to the edge of the box, and Norburn flicked it round the corner, and it looked as though it was going in, and it just hit the angle of post and bar and went out. It was cleared away for another corner for Notts County. Terrific effort.
That really was. It was brought in. Jatta's playing provider. Oh, my word, yeah. It was right in the corner from the sort of junction of the bar and the post. And, put out. But what a great chance.
Referee blows for half-time. A satisfactory first half for Notts County. And they took the lead on 8 minutes. Lovely work down the right-hand side. Terrific cross, which came across to the path of Alessandro Jatta, who nodded the ball into a half-empty net past Ian Lawler's right hand to make the half-time score. Notts County 1, Crewe Alexandra 0. Across that back line, Notts County will kick us off in this second half towards the Kop end. Lovely ball down the line, looking for Connor Grant. He's into the 18-yard box at the Kop end. He squares it for Alessandro Jatta. And a good save from Lawler, low down to his left-hand side. Notts still have the ball, 30 yards from goal. Connor Grant plays it out wide right towards Sorulla. Sorulla then, edge of the 18-yard box at the Kop end. Gets the ball through to Macari. Can he find a shot? Oh, just wide of the right-hand upright. And it takes a deflection and goes out for a corner kick. 9,720, including 846. So the crowd's a little bit down, isn't it? 8,000.
That's what I was just a little bit concerned about.
800 and something Notts fans in today. Finds Sorulla, plays it down the line, looking for Iopenda, who's onside. Bit of space to run into. Tom Iopenda plays the ball in towards Matty Dennis.
Oh!
Over the top of the bar from 7 yards out, when it looked easier to score
in previous
long
seasons.
Ball forward,
well,
looking for Matty Dennis. He's underneath that with Alfie Pond. He nudges Pond out the way. Dennis to finish again. Great save from the keeper with his legs. As the referee has blown for full time here at Meadow Lane, and Notts County have won another 3 points by a single goal. Thanks to that Alassane Ajata 8th minute strike, his 11th of the season. It's finished here at Meadow Lane, Notts County 1, Crewe Alexandra 0.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
Now, it's back to Meadow Lane on a chilly Tuesday night for when Notts County faced Ian Holloway's Swindon Town. Your commentary comes from Rod Smith and Richard Smith.
We await referee David Webb. He's going to get us underway. Notts will be playing towards the Hayden Green family stand in this first half. But he blows the whistle and we are underway in this first half. Ball down the line, that's a good looking ball as well. Drinnen gives chase. Drinnen, first time cross ball in towards a near post, and it's gone wide of the left hand upright from Fletcher Holman. Terrific build up, Oldacre playing in. Drinnen down the left hand channel, first time ball in, and Holman heading it towards goal. And just wide of the left-hand upright. So he finds a ball through to Alassane Jatta. Edge of the box. And the defender gets something on it before Jatta gets there. And just puts the ball wide of the keeper with the keeper scrambling. He's gone out for the first corner of the game. But a lovely ball through from the aforementioned Connor Grant. And Alassane Jatta was onto it. And the defender just got a toe poke in first. But about half a yard inside of that right-hand post. And the keeper was scrambling around. Jones, corner of the 18-yard box at the Hayden Green family stand. Shot comes in. Oh!
Did that not go in?
It bounced off the bar and down off Tomai Opender's foot, and it went out. What a terrific effort there from Jody Jones. Couldn't believe what I was seeing there. It bounced off the bar, down onto Tomai Opender's foot, who was about a yard and a half from goal, and then just bounced away. There's nothing Tom Iopender could have done with it. He's got Iopender and Ollie Norburn making tracks to his right-hand side. Cirulla cuts back in, gets it through. What a terrific save that is. A brilliant header from Alassane Ajata, and a big right mitt came out from Connor Ripley and turned it round the post for another corner. Terrific ball in. Great header and a great save.
If I'd have been Jatter, I think I'd have been running, turning round and celebrating.
Well, I think he was. Anyway, it's a corner for Notts County. He's got very little support, but it bounces very kindly for Snowden now. And now Swindon on the attack. Shot comes in. Good save from Belshaw. And complete miss it, but they still have it. And the ball's gone in the back of the net from Dolly Clark, the captain. But the ball came out to him 20 yards from goal. And he struck it past James Belshaw to make it 1-0 to the visitors. Jones then lifts it in towards the centre of goal. Headed back across goal. Chance has got in! Now, I've no idea who's going to claim that. Matty Platt nodded it in. It went through a lot of players. And I think it was Jacob Beddoe that's getting the final congratulations. The ball was floated in. Matty Platt nodded it back towards goal. And I think Jacob Beddoe got something on it. And it's now 1-1.
Well, we said they needed to get back in it before half-time. I don't think Swindon are very happy. They think it was offside, but I don't think it was.
And the referee blows for half-time here at Meadow Lane. 1-1 against the run of play. Ollie Clark made it 1-0 to the visitors on 39 minutes. A good save from James Belshaw. Came out towards the edge of the 18-yard box. Nobody in a black and white shirt charged it down. And Ollie Clark fired the ball in past Belshaw's right hand to make it 1-0. But just 5 minutes later, a corner came across. And it was nodded back across goal by Matty Platt. and Jacob Beddoe got the final touch to make it 1-1 at half time. So that's the score here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 1, Swindon Town 1. Referee gets us underway then for the second half. Swindon kickers off. He's on the ball at the moment, Nick Cirulla. He plays in Lewis Macari. Can he find a cross? Yes, he can. Towards Alessandro Giatta over the top of the bar from round about 12 yards. It bounced down and just over the top of the bar. Matty Dennis is going to come into the game for Connor Grant. That was a change that we were thinking was going to be made. Good work there from Jody Jones. Gets on his bike. He's able to get the ball through to Giatta. Giatta, just a bit of pinball. He finds Matt Dennis in the box. What an introduction that is! Jones to Giatta, Giatta to Dennis. Thank you very much. I'll have my 11th goal of the season. It's 2-1 Notts!
Well, excellent play. It's only been on 25 seconds or so. Brilliant play by Notts, and took it well. Got a bit of a bounce just before the keeper, but who cares? And then it goes.
I was 8 out.
You was 8 out.
I was 8 out. I said there was 500 Swindon fans, and there's not. There's 492. I'm gutted. 8,931 here at Meadow Lane this evening, which means there's 8,400 Notts fans in the building. Faced up by Kuyar. Olakigbe tries to go round his man. Kuyar gets something on it. Olakigbe makes something of it, though, and drives the ball in, and it's on the top of the net. And when it looked easier to score there, but Olakigbe, terrific work from him, fired the ball in low and hard.
Well, the Notts defenders look like they're praising the goalkeeper.
It looked like the number 11 there, Jake Tabor. James Belshaw, I think, gets the praise for a save.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he knew about it, to be honest, but certainly he's kept Notts at 2-1. Maz Kuyar with the throw-in. Referee's adding on the time. But he says that's enough. And Notts County, for the second time in two home games, have won by the odd goal in a 2-1 victory against former sixth place Swindon Town. They went behind on 39 minutes through a goal from Ollie Clark, but they couldn't clear the ball. And Ollie Clark with a lovely finish from the edge of the 18-yard box to make it 1-0. And then the first goal in Notts County colours for Jacob Beddoe, who got on the end of a Matt Platt header on 44 minutes to make it 1-1. And then literally with his second touch of the ball, having been introduced as a second half substitute, Matthew Dennis makes it 2-1 with his 11th goal of the season, with a fine finish, having just come on, as I say, with his second touch of the game. An inspired substitution, and it's finished here at Meadow Lane. A very entertaining Notts County 2, Swindon Town 1.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio. And on to our final game of this podcast, as the Reds had European company when they played the Greens from Hungary in the Europa League. Your commentary for our final match is from Joe Molyneux and Lewis Brown.
The game has kicked off here in the Europa League as Nottingham Forest take on Ferencváros. And the ball is played forward straight away, and it's out for a Ferencváros throw, with Saloy to take the throw for the Hungarian side. It's going to be a corner then. It's going to be a right-footed in-swinger from Ferencváros. It's taken short to Levy. He's now going to cross the ball in. It takes a header, hits the post, and goes out to the edge of the area, and the follow-up shot flies over the bar. I'm not entirely sure who it was. It was Zachariasen who got his head on the ball, pretty much on the corner of the 8-yard box, and it flies and smashes against Matt Sale's post. He didn't have it covered. It would have been in had it been on target. But luckily for the Reds, it hits the post and the follow-up shot is blasted over the bar. But that's the closest anybody's come. 6 minutes in here. It's Nottingham Forest 0, Ferencváros 0. Ball then played left to Nico Williams. He passes it on one more to Dan Andoy, who's now up against Makretskis. Takes on Makretskis, gets into the area. Dan Andoy takes a shot. Good save by David Groff. Having to get low. It was a tight angle for Dan Andoy, but he went for the shot. It was a good save by the Ferencváros keeper. 14 minutes gone, it's still Forest 0, Ferencváros 0. Cisse now with the ball, he plays it left to Soloy. Soloy forward to Kanachowski. He's pushed in the back by Yates. Ref says no. McAtee's coming forward, he plays it back to Ryan Yates. Ryan Yates crosses it, and it's taken a deflection off of Utvush and has found its way into the back of the net. And after 16 minutes here at the City Ground, it's Nottingham Forest 1, Ferencváros 0. Joe, what's your thoughts on that?
Wow, well, Forest falling victim to an own goal in last week's game away at Braga have benefited from it tonight, and it was in McAtee away down the right hand side. Quick play down the right hand side, and they were sort of 12 yards out, in came the ball, and there was a Forest player at the far post, but Utvush stuck his foot out. Sort of felt like he had to, as there was a Forest player at the back post. It may have been Ndoye,
yeah,
at the back post, and he just stuck it. Yeah, I mean that's wrong place at the wrong time, isn't it?
And Forest pick up a loose ball here with Sangare. He's running forward. He's being told to shoot. Plays a pass to McAtee. McAtee, oh, tries to play the ball in, and it's a block. It was the keeper and a Ferencváros defender, and McAtee tried to play it round the keeper. But the Varosh man had, Ferencváros man had sort of came in at the other side and closed the gap and stopped the ball from going in. But Forest at the minute all over the Hungarian side as Andoy puts a cross in. And that's going all the way over to Abbott. But 18 minutes gone, still Forest 1, Ferencváros 0 as they hoof the ball clear looking for Yusuf.
But it does seem like a lot of Forest build-up play is coming down the wings, especially the left-hand side. They've given it away again.
They've given it away again, and it's Igor Jesus who takes the shot, but he can't get it on target. And the ball, I think, again, I'll have to see a replay, but I think it was high and wide as Ferencváros just living life ridiculously dangerously. Lost the ball to Dan Andoy in their own penalty area. And then Jesus, he did have two men closing him down, tries to find the top corner, but unfortunately can't find even the target. But 20 minutes gone here at the City Ground. It's Forest 1, Ferencváros 0.
Yeah, the visitors need to keep their heads here. That's twice they've given the ball away deep inside their own half, and Forest will be smelling blood here, having taken the lead already. And again, they're going
Ryan Yates intercepts the ball. Again, it's Jesus running towards the penalty. The penalty area takes the shot, finds the bottom corner of the goal. Does Igor Jesus from the edge of the penalty area. It was a poor giveaway again from the Hungarian side. The Reds are 2-0 up, 20 minutes gone. It's Nottingham Forest 2, Ferencváros 0.
And all of a sudden, Forest are in full control. That's another goal for Igor Jesus in this Europa League, his fifth of the campaign, by far Forest's top scorer in this competition. But again, it's almost too quick for us to react. Again, given away by Ferencváros inside their own half. And Jesus just stole it and did it all himself.
All the way to halfway, Makretskis puts the ball back in. Matt Sells comes out, punches it again. Thought he was going to catch it, with how far out he come from his goal, but he did enough because he punches it out for a Ferencváros throw. But before they have the chance to take that throw, Sebastian Gishamer has his chance to blow the half-time whistle here at the City Ground. A game that burst into life around 20 minutes, I think it was, or maybe just before, when Forest robbed a Ferencváros player of the ball. I think it was Ryan Yates. And then they came forward quickly, and Yates then whipped in a vicious, venomous cross that was turned into his own goal by Utvush for Forest to take the lead. And then they got a second quite quickly after, when again a poor pass from Ferencváros was robbed by Ryan Yates. He found Igor Jesus, and from the edge of the area he took a shot, slight nick on it from Cisse, but it found at the bottom corner. and Forest go in half time here in this Europa League game 2-0 up. As the second half does kick off here at the City Ground for what remains of Forest's last league phase game here. It's Nottingham Forest versus Ferencváros, and it's currently 2-0 to the Reds as the ball's played long and out, then goes out for a throw to Nicolas Dominguez, who plays the ball forward to Yates. He's got space, edge of the penalty area, coming forward, takes on his man, does Ryan Yates, has a shot, good save by David Groff, pushing it out. Oh, made me cough. 46 minutes, and then Jesus has a header. Oh, another chance for Forest. Jesus heads from about 6 yards out, but he heads the ball wide of the goal. Two quick chances for Forest at the start of this second half, neither go in though, and after 46 minutes it's still Forest 2 Ferencváros 0. It's going to be a corner then. McAtee taken short to Ndoye, back to McAtee, just trying to create a different angle. McAtee now chips the ball in, looking for Jesus. He wins the header, he's bobbled around the penalty area, only cleared as far as McAtee. McAtee chips the ball in, Groff misses it, hits the post, bounces out, and then he's headed out for a Forest corner. Groff again coming out and flapping at the ball. I think it's Nicolas Dominguez, he cannot believe he's not scored there. We're just seeing the replay. It's chipped in by McAtee, it's flicked on by Dominguez. Groff flaps at it but manages to maybe just get something on it, which directs it onto the post instead of into the goal, and then the header from Utvush is put out for a Forest corner. But just all at sixes and sevens, aren't they, at the back here for Ferencváros at the minute. Sangari now lifting the ball forward for Jesus. He's got away from his man, takes a shot, and that time he finds the back of the net. Does Igor Jesus? It was superb. It's a long ball from Sangari, and Jesus shrugs his man off, turns and volleys it from the edge of the penalty area into the bottom right corner of David Groff's goal. On 54 minutes, it's Nottingham Forest 3, Ferencváros 0.
Oh, is that a sumptuous finish or what? It's 3-0 to Forest, and Igor Jesus just playing on the shoulder of the last defender, and it was a perfectly weighted over-the-top ball. Jesus was sort of lurking 20 yards out, and he just sort of let it drop over his shoulder. Not too sure who that was. It was a long ball forward just from the inside of the Forest half. Let it drop over his shoulder, and from the edge of the box, he has rifled it with his right foot directly into the bottom left-hand corner, beyond the dive of David Groff.
Milenkovic plays it back to Kadu, who's now going to whip the ball in, looking for Youssef, finds him, hits the crossbar! Oh, and that's the closest. Again, they hit the post in the first half, and they've just hit the crossbar, and that was probably a better chance. Youssef, free header, about 6 yards out. After Joe was just saying how good Forest are defensively, they just fell asleep there. But the Hungarian team striker couldn't find the back of the net. Instead, he finds the bar, and then it's put out for a corner. But after 60 minutes, that was close. Still Forest 3, Ferencváros 0. Finds Bakwa, little step over inside the penalty area, lays it back to Yates. Yates chips the ball in, tries an overhead kick, does Ndoye, and then McAtee's follow-up shot goes wide. Forest have got a penalty, though. It's Utvush who's pulled Ndoye to the ground, and Forest are going to have a penalty in the 87th minute. James McAtee then to take the penalty for Forest. Here he goes. And there it goes into the back of the net, as you heard the cheer from the Forest fans. It's James McAtee with his first goal for the club. It's Nottingham Forest 4, Ferencváros 0, 89 minutes gone, and Forest have quite comfortably won this game. With the ball running out for a throw, it gives Sebastian Gischheimer, the Austrian referee, chance to blow the final whistle here at the City Ground. A game that saw Ferencváros not come here with, we said, the right mentality. They gave the ball away in the first half, about 18-19 minutes in. The ball was given away under a challenge from Ryan Yates. Yates then received the ball back and whipped in a venomous cross that hit Utvush, couldn't get out of the way, and the ball ended up in the back of the net. Forest made it 2 in pretty quickly after, when again a pass from Ferencváros was underhit, and Yates was able to slide in. His slide took the ball straight to Jesus, who ran to the edge of the penalty area and found the bottom right-hand corner of David Groff's goal. That's how it finished at half-time, 2-0. And then Forest came out and threw siege to the Ferencváros goal without actually scoring. But they did eventually get their third. Slipped my mind. Who scored the third?
Jesus,
yes.
And it was a clinical finish.
It was a clinical finish. A long ball forward from Sangari. And Jesus stayed onside, shrugged his man off, and then volleyed it from the edge of the penalty area. A great goal if you get the chance. Go and watch it. Into the bottom right corner. Jesus, the second of the game, to make it 3-0 to Forest. And then Forest got a penalty there at the end of the game, if you were listening. The 86th minute. I think it was 87th minute. They got a penalty, and it was James McAtee that took the penalty, and he put the ball into the back of the net to make it 4 to Forest and none to Ferencváros. And that's how it finished here at the City Ground in this Europa League game. Nottingham Forest 4, Ferencváros 0.
Well, that's all we have this time. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.